AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. You don't see much of it, but top deck cabins with smashed blue roofs from the Eastern Star River Cruiser are now jutting out of the Yangtze River after Chinese disaster teams turned the capsized vessel upright. So far, 97 bodies have been found. Crews are working on draining water from the ship. China is in the news for another reason. China-backed hackers are suspected again of breaking into U.S. government computer networks, and the entire federal workforce could be at risk this time of having personal information stolen. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports the FBI is investigating how the breach occurred.
The Department of Homeland Security says it does have an intrusion detection system called Einstein, which screens federal internet traffic to identify potential cyber threats. It did identify that the systems at the Office of Personnel Management and the Interior Department had been breached, but not until after millions of records had been copied and removed.
A tornado that touched down in northern Colorado in the town of Berthoud has damaged several homes. The storms brought flooding and marble-sized hail to some areas. Two tornadoes touched down Thursday afternoon near Simla. Game 1 of the NBA Finals went to Golden State, the Warriors beating Cleveland in overtime 108-100. Warriors guard Stephen Curry says they're working hard to stop LeBron James.
LeBron's going to dominate the ball and make plays, and we have to just make it hard on him every possession. Don't give him any easy buckets and not let anybody else get a rhythm. And that's what we're going to try to do every game we play against him.
Game 2 is Sunday in Oakland. In Delaware, hundreds of mourners greeted Vice President Biden and his family as they paid their respects to his eldest son, who died of brain cancer last week. The farewell tribute to Beau Biden continues today, viewing hours at a Catholic church in Wilmington. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican says Pope Francis' encyclical on the environment will be published June 18th.
Francis has said global warming is mostly man-made and that humanity has a moral duty to stop it. The Vatican has promoted his soon-to-be-released encyclical with conferences, speeches, and book launches. Environmentalists are eager for the Pope to lend his moral authority to the issue ahead of UN climate talks this year in Paris. But climate change skeptics have voiced alarm at the Pope getting involved. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum, a Catholic, said this week that he wishes the Pope would leave science to the scientists. I'm Steve Coleman.
The latest to jump into the GOP presidential race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry says as president, he'd keep the country safer.
My very first act as president will be to rescind any agreement with Iran that legitimizes their quest to get a nuclear weapon.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.